I grew up in a real good home. There was seven kids, and then my mom adopted three. And we had a good house, but I was always the a daddy's girl. And I always lied. I used to love to lie, and I used to love to steal, just right from the beginning. And when I started young, I got married and had my first kid at 16. And by 21, I had three kids, and my dad says, you know what, I got a drunk driving. And my dad goes, you know what, I think your mom's right, you're an alcoholic. I go, well, what's an alcoholic? And he says, somebody that drinks too much and can't handle their liquor. And I says, well, now I got a name for it, you know. So I went to my drunk driving school, and they says, are you an alcoholic? And I said, well, my dad says I am, so I guess I am. So they put me in this room with a bunch of old men. And they said, you know, I drank more, I spilt more than you drank. And I said, well, you know, I got a long way to go then if you guys are this old and just coming into AA. So I continued my drinking. I had three lovely kids, and I remember taking my daughter to school in the morning, and I couldn't get up, I couldn't get their breakfast, and so I put them in the car, and I drove them to the liquor store, and it was 6 o'clock, and I got a half pint of booze and then milk and donuts to go to school, and that's how I raised my kids. And went into convulsions in my mom's house, and my sister called up the AA and said, they said, we'll give her an ounce of alcohol to keep her out of the convulsions. And so they did, and they go, my sister goes, give her the rum because she likes rum. And I says, no, I drank all that last night. It's all colored water. I was going to replace it. Give me the vodka. So they gave me the vodka, and I got out of the convulsions, and I went to just happened to have a free bed at Cottage Hospital. And I went there, and then Casa Solana had just opened up, and I went through Casa Solana 45 days. And I stayed sober for 4 years in Santa Maria. And I got two sponsors, and I worked them both, saying I did the steps with each one of them, and I never worked the steps. Well, I got married to somebody that was an alcoholic, and we moved away. And he had two lovely kids, so we had five altogether. And the boys just came on weekends and holidays. And we drank. I remember picking up a beer and saying, I wonder if the AA people were right. Well, for the next 18 years, I drank. We owned two houses and 5 acres, and we drank it all down. I remember I left him saying that we mortgaged the house, and I had all this money, and I thought, well, it's because of him. He's the alcoholic, you know, and I can't be with him. And I came back to Santa Maria and to my mom's house, and I got a job at Taco Bell. I was the manager. And I got fired for drinking. And I went to get my unemployment, and they wouldn't give it to me. They said I've been fired from too many jobs for alcoholism. I had to go to a treatment center. Well, I'd already been to 12, so that was my 13th treatment center I went to. And I found one that was 10 days with acupuncture. And I went, and they poked ear needles in my ears, and they said to poke it every time you wanted a drink. I had the sorest ears you ever seen. I did that for 15 days, and I said, the hell with this, and I drank. And I went back to my husband saying, you know, it's not you, it's me, I'm the alcoholic. And we drank our house down, and we were on the streets of Spokane at that time. And we lived in a travel trailer, and then we ended up on the streets. We lost that, and we lost our car. And I got drunk one time, and I got in a blackout, and I went to a woman's homeless shelter, knocked on the door, and they let me in. And the next morning I woke up, and I'm saying, well, you know, where the hell am I? And I stayed there, and I went to drug and alcohol counseling, and I became a drug and alcohol counselor for the Christian, and I did it through the Bible, the 12 steps, and I taught it, and I drank again. And I got back with my husband, and we went to Orange County, and we were living there, and my son was in a gang, and he had served 20 years in prison, and I used to go visit him, and I was on my way to visit him, and I went through the prison in our van. We had a van, and we had an apartment, and we got back together and got it together a little bit. And I got drunk on the way really bad, and I ran the van into the wall, and I totaled it, and I ended up being able to stay with him. I don't know how I did it, but I walked away, and I got my, I didn't have any money, anything. I didn't have any shoes. I didn't have nothing. I was on the streets in where he was at in I can't remember the name of the town, the prison he was in. But I, my dad sent me money to, I called my husband and he called my dad. My dad sent me money to get a motel and a train ticket home. And, I drank it all. And I was sitting at the train station crying. And this man came up to me and asked me if I wanted a ride to go home. And I said, yes. So we bought my ticket and went home to my husband. And my dad called me and he says, Beverly, would you please come back to me to Grover Beach I live at now. And I'd like you to try AA again. And I thought, well, you know, my dad's asking me. All these people that kept telling me to go to AA. And I went so many times and I didn't stay sober, but I trusted my dad, you know, and I says, okay, I'll do it. And so I left my husband and I went to my dad and I went to the village. He drove me every day to the village every morning. I'd go to the 6:45 meeting and the 7 o'clock meetings. And he drove me every day. And I don't drive. My kids asked me to quit driving. And so my dad drove me and some days I'd walk in and walk out so he'd think I was at the meetings. But that didn't happen too often, but I did it a few times. And but I went every day to the meeting, and he, at 2 years of sobriety, I caught myself wanting to drink again really bad, and I was crying, and I was sitting on my hands, and I was crying in the room just saying, you know, I don't want to drink, I don't want to drink, what do I do? And the idea came to my mind, maybe if I worked the 12 steps that I'd be like everybody else in AA and have what they had. And I went up to this man, and I had a sponsor, but I went up to this man that had 30 years, and I trusted him like my dad. And I thought, you know, will you do the 12 steps with me? And he said, yes, and we did the 12 steps, and I haven't drank since then, and the steps saved my life. My kids, my one son committed suicide with a 12 pack of beer, a bag of pot, and an AA book, and he hung himself. And my other son got out of prison, and he's been out 3 years now, and he's doing good. He's doing good. He has slips every once in a while, but he goes to meetings. And he loves me to death. He's my pride and joy. My other daughter is my oldest daughter. She told me that she forgave me and she loves me to death. And I just talked to her today and she's the apple of my eye. My other daughter won't talk to me. She didn't have anything to do with me. She says that, you know, she's got memories of growing up and she hates me. And, you know, it's been a long time of my sobriety, but maybe someday she'll come back around. Have I talked 10 minutes yet? I go to a lot of meetings. When I moved to Orange County, I came to meetings here for 8 years, and then I moved to Orange County again with my daughter. I never got back with my husband. My husband, he died 3 years ago from cirrhosis of the liver. And we were talking about getting back together, but we didn't, because he died. I had moved to Orange County. God has plans for me that I don't know about. And when I moved to Orange County, I ran recovery homes, and I had 8 years of sobriety, and between 8 and 10, I didn't go to too many meetings because I didn't go to any meetings. I was running a program and running these recovery homes, and I was helping so many people. I forgot to help myself, and I ended up in the mental hospital. And I remember waking up there screaming, I'm not crazy, I just need AA. And I came back to AA, and I started going, and I've been going ever since. On October 30th, I'll have 21 years. And thank you for my sobriety.
Give her one more round of applause.